Now, it's time for our weekly Monday catch-up with David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, for a look at what's happening in the night skies above us. David, thanks, as always, for joining me on Kilkenny Today.
My pleasure, any time at all.
Now, David, you were out braving the elements last week for the partial solar eclipse. Did you manage to see anything through all those clouds?
Nearly. It was a lunar eclipse, just to be a stickler for nomenclature.
Oh, sorry. Okay, lunar eclipse. Sorry. Apologies, yeah.
We'll have a lovely solar eclipse, by the way, next year in August. August the 12th, if you're booking your holidays. Make sure you book one in Spain, by the way, from just north of Madrid down to Valencia. We'll be sending out more details later in the year.
Yeah.
But a lot of people actually who saw the eclipse were Irish people on holidays. We got pictures from Crete, Cyprus, that I remember, where not only did they have clear skies, as usual, but also it was much higher up and they got to see the total part. From Ireland, our problem was that the moon rose just after totality end. Just by a few minutes, we missed it. We'll get a total eclipse from Ireland in 3 and a bit years, more in the magazine then. But we were hoping to see a deep partial eclipse. And a couple of people around the country that were already aware of did. In County Cork, in County Leash, the clouds parted, and we've got some photographs in already. If anyone's listening and didn't send their picture yet, magazine@astronomy.ie is where to send them, because we want to feature the Irish photos. So it was mostly cloudy across all the country. For myself, I sat outside. A tip I give people for these lunar eclipses is, sit outside in the rain, and I did get a few rain showers, but you got a brightening in the sky where the moon was every now and then, and once it peaked out, but only through hazy clouds, not a great view. And then at the very end, it did clear, and I got the last minute or two. Not a great view, I have to confess. I saw a much better one in March this year that we featured in the magazine back then, but people did see it from Ireland, and it was brilliantly seen from the rest of the world. That's our lunar eclipse report.
And of course, we are envious of other countries that are able to see the full lunar eclipse, because I was watching some of it online on some of the places, watching it, the full red moon, and the eclipse, brilliant there over the last couple of days as well in other countries where you could see it fully, you know.
Yeah, there'll be a partial lunar eclipse visible from Ireland next year, but there'll be a total lunar eclipse. Would you believe it's on New Year's Day, 2028?
Oh, right.
It's 3 years and a bit wait. The good news is it'll be over early in the evening, so plenty of time for the festivities later on. It won't interfere with your New Year's Eve party.
Absolutely. Now, and it was, as you said, it was a bit hit and miss across the country. Some places you said in Leash there got a few shots in, and you're still looking for listeners' experiences that saw any. I got any pictures of the lunar eclipse. You still want them to send in photos, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, eclipses are so unique. We generally, if we get good pictures, they'll make the front cover, and we're currently considering we'll use the Irish pictures on the front cover. If it was a total eclipse and we see some of the international pictures, they would definitely be on the front cover. Like happened earlier this year when we had the one in March. You know, so if people aren't getting the magazine, they missed the one in March. You had a great view back then. Mm. At least half the country saw it. Maybe you had to get up around the 5 o'clock in the morning, Mark. But that's well worth it for a spectacle of nature. So it's not just photos that we want. If you just saw it, we'd like to hear your written comments and your location to see where there were breaks in those clouds. But these eclipses are so rare.
Now, David, shifting to this week, what's the very first thing that we should be looking out for tonight?
Yeah, well, tonight's a very busy night. We've got the weekly radio show, of course, to kick things off before 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. We're doing now. And then in an hour's time, at 7 o'clock, our monthly public lecture is on. And we have Danielle Wilcox, who's from Blackrock Castle Observatory in County Cork. I've visited many times myself, and she's going to talk about all the work they do there. And in particular, she studies black holes and exoplanets, planets around other stars, with a technique that they've used, because they're linked to, I think it's now, it's called the Technical University of Munster, what used to be Cork IT, as I know it from years back.
Yes.
And so they're doing research there that you can do with, you know, a 16-inch, pretty big amateur telescope, but you can buy them off the shelf if you've got money. And they have one of those there. She could talk all about black holes, exoplanets, the outreach they do. So if you don't know too much about Black Rock Castle and you're ever thinking of visiting Cork, this is your chance to find out more and learn a bit about black holes and exoplanets at the same time. So tickets are on the website, astronomy.ie. Everybody in the country can join in because it's online. Doesn't matter where you are, Kerry, Donegal, or all points in between.
And the tickets are, how much are the tickets?
They're €5 for members who get the magazine.
And €10 for non-members.
For the whole family.
Oh yeah, €10 for the whole family.
Down around the smart TV or laptop, camera phone, a camera, whatever you, smartphone, whatever you have, and watch the talk there.
Now, and then,
if you miss it, by the way, yeah, you can have it recorded so you can watch it then later.
Now, Saturn, what's happening with Saturn near the Corn Moon tonight?
Yeah, and this is the third thing tonight. So I said it was a busy day today. Mm. Once the sky gets dark and you see the moon rising, so the full moon was technically yesterday, that was the eclipse. But tonight it'll look full to the naked eye, and we call the full moon that happens in September usually the Corn Moon. And so the Corn Moon you'll see rising tonight, but it'll have a special visitor just to its lower left, if I remember correctly from the diagram in the magazine, which I haven't got open in front of me. Shame on me. But it'll be very close, about 4 or 5 moon widths away from Saturn. So look for the moon, and look for the bright star next to the moon. It's the full moon, so you can't miss that. And it's one of the brightest stars in the sky, so you won't miss it. And it isn't the star, it's the planet Saturn.
Yeah,
this month, it's at its closest to the Earth. So we'll see the lovely rings at the Starbucks we might talk about at the very end.
We will be talking about that, yes. Yeah, and it's down to the lower right. It's down to the lower right.
Lower right
of the
Earth. Right. You've got the magazine in front of you like I
have, I have now, yeah. Now, and the spectacular sight returns later this week, David, the International Space Station.
Exactly. People love watching the International Space Station because it's the biggest thing, man-made object in space. And when it flies over, you know, it would barely fit on the pitch at Croke Park, to give you some idea of the size. The number of modules bolted together over many years to make a 400-ton space station. And there are 7 people, so not only is it bright, it outshines all the stars in the sky for a couple of minutes when it flies over. But you know there are people on board. And we've had some of them come and talk to Astronomy Ireland in Ireland in the past. I'm sure we will again in the future.
Mm.
So it starts on Thursday evening, and we give out the predictions free on our social media. So if you go to astronomy.ie, you'll see down the bottom all the links to Instagram, X, etc. And every day before the sun sets, we post out both the International Space Station time and is there going to be an aurora visible from Ireland or not, and whatever else is happening that night that's special. So everybody should be following that free of charge on our social media, and definitely from this Thursday on for 2 weeks at a different time every night, and you can give the astronauts a wave.
All right, okay. Now, David, you're also highlighting a rare sight for Friday night involving the moon. What's happening there?
Yeah, this one you're going to need your binoculars for, and everybody should have a pair of binoculars. You get a great pair of 10 by 50 binoculars now for 20 to 30 quid, and they're terrific for everything from, you know, landscape viewing, horse racing, everything, and astronomy. That they multiply your eye's power by nearly a factor of 100 for that small price. And if you look at the moon on Friday night, you'll see it's actually going to pass in front of the Pleiades star cluster, the Seven Sisters, that normally you can plainly see with the naked eye. But with the bright moon on top of it, you won't see them this time with the naked eye, but you will in your binoculars. And there's a nice diagram in the magazine showing that, and the exact time that the moon passes in front of some of the brighter stars and pops out from behind them as well, which I think is really spectacular, is given in the magazine as well. So get your binoculars out. Of course, if you've got a small telescope, even the smallest of small, it'll do the trick also. So there's lots more about that in the magazine.
Now, we're now going to talk about the Starbucks, and just to say that I'm going to go along from Community Radio Kilkenny City, going along on Saturday night to the Starbucks to record a 20-minute piece for Kilkenny Today on, and actually being live there at it with David and the team. And I will say, anyone who is going from Kilkenny, they can either If they want to text in here and just let us know that they're going to the Starbucks, it's you can text us on 086-353-7782 or you can WhatsApp us on 087-401-1887 if you want if you're going to go up there, and we'll try and meet up with you there. Whatever, anyone going from Kilkenny up there. So there's the numbers to get, just let us know on the text if you're able to go. But it's a really busy week between the lecture tonight and now the Starbucks on Saturday. So tell us more now. Build people's appetite for Starbucks starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday, David.
Yeah, I mean, it's Saturday week, by the way, the 20th.
Oh, Saturday week,
Saturday week, so plenty of time to book your tickets. But do try and book them this week, because we have to tell our caterers how many people to expect in the middle of the week so they can get all the food in stock before the event happens. So the price increases dramatically on the day, so don't leave it to the last minute. And don't be worried about being cloudy. If it is cloudy on the night, we will actually set the telescopes up again the following week, or every Friday or Saturday, until we get a clear sky. So as long as you keep those Fridays and Saturdays clear, we found a way to beat the Irish weather. So what is Starbucks? Well, it's a barbecue under the stars. It's been a fundraiser for the Society since 1992. So we've been running it pretty well in the Wicklow Mountains all that time. And we chose the Wicklow Mountains because the skies there are very dark. There's also the GA grounds in Roundwood, which they kindly rent out to us. So we have the huge hall for talks and for exhibitions. We have the playing field outside strewn with giant telescopes, all at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eye. Most of our members don't own telescopes this big. And so you're in a dark sky with powerful telescopes. You'll get the kind of views live that nobody else in the world gets. It's a pretty unique event. And we want to show people the wonders of the universe. So Saturn is the sort of star attraction, because you'll see its rings, which are almost edge-on this year. That won't happen for another 15 years, another excuse to go this year. But also its moons we can see with these telescopes. And it's live. It looks a lot different than it does in a photograph or on a documentary. So you've got to come along and experience that once in your life. There's that barbecue. The Irish Rocket Society will kindly kick off the evening by launching a few rockets at sunset. And there'll be the talks this year are given by the BBC's new television presenter, Dr. George Dransfield. She's an expert on exoplanets. This is the subject we're doing tonight at the lecture, planets going around other stars. It's a hot topic, because one day we think we'll find Earth-like planets and maybe even civilizations. And that's the second topic of the evening. We have two 30-minute talks. The second one's been given by the deputy director of the SETI Institute in California, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Now, George Dransfield from the BBC, she'll be there in person. You can get a selfie, do a meet and greet, ask her some questions one-on-one. The director of SETI will be zooming in from California, even with the 8-hour time difference. And then I'll give a talk at the end about the universe. Well, forget me, I do that every year. The two main speakers are the ones to come and listen to. So you've got everything, barbecues, exhibitions, talks, views of the night sky, really dark sky, huge telescopes. It's something you have to do once in a lifetime, and a lot of people come every year. And everybody on the island's invited, all 8 million people, because we want to show them what a big telescope can do.
Now, David, I'm going to put you on the spot here now. I didn't discuss this with you beforehand, but I think it might be worth doing. Would you be prepared to give two free tickets to any of our listeners if they're able to answer a question?
We certainly would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I'm going to tell the folks what's happening here now. I'm back on Kilkenny today on Friday, and between 5 and 6, and I'm going to have a question for a very easy question for that program between 5 and 6 on Friday, and we'll pick two winners out of the people who text in. And you'll get more information during the week about that on the radio here. And answer those questions, we'll pick two winners, and they can go along to the barbecue free. Because they're worth 100 euros, am I correct?
They're actually 60 euros each for adults, half price for children. And that includes all the food, all the talks, soft drinks, because we don't serve alcohol. You don't want to be doing that in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. It's a one-off package. You won't need to spend anything else. So, right. You know, for food these days, professionally catered food, there's a very big company that do our catering. We think that's extremely good value for money, and because all the volunteers are running it, there's still a bit left over to raise funds for Astronomy Ireland. So tell all your friends and family and colleagues at work to come. Make a whole group of it, and by all means, enter the competition. If you don't win, immediately buy your tickets online.
Yeah, and so we'll be doing that on Friday, okay, between 5 and 6, and the details will be given out to you during the week on the radio that we're having this little bit of a competition for a pair of tickets for the Starbecue in Roundwood on Saturday of the week, the 20th, is it?
Yep, the 20th of September.
20th of September.
Saturday week. Electric Picnic of Astronomy is the way I
describe
it to people in a few words.
Now, okay, so, David, for our listeners who want to get more involved and get that fantastic monthly magazine, how can they join Astronomy Ireland? Just let us know how they just give us the usual.
The magazine is mostly produced by volunteers. Unfortunately, we have to pay printers and on post to deliver it for some reason. So we can't get the cost down to zero, but it's about €1 a week is all it costs. And you'll have details of all these eclipses coming up. September 19th, we'll cover this next week. Venus is going to pass behind the moon. There's more eclipses coming, meteors, everything. And it's aimed at kids, families, and the general public. And we love to spatter it with lovely colour photos from around the world and space, but especially Irish ones. So you can sign up at astronomy.ie, where you can sign up for the social media, join to get the magazine for €1 a week, book your Starbecue tickets, lecture tickets tonight, and keep in touch, because there's so much going on in the skies over Ireland every month.
And don't forget that people can get the locations of the space station on your social media, isn't that right?
That's it, exactly, yeah. Down the bottom, you'll see the links to InstaX for our social media. And if you're not already following us, make sure you do. Because every day you'll just get a quick alert saying, is there going to be an aurora? Is the space station flying over? Saturn, next to the moon, will be going out this evening. It always happens around just before sunset. So you're ready and we have the latest information.
Okay, David, fantastic stuff as always. Thank you. That's David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Remember, you can send your eclipse photos and reports to magazine@astronomy.ie. And for all the details on those events and to join, head to astronomy.ie. David, we'll talk to you next week, and thank you indeed, as always, for joining me on Kilkenny Today.
I'm looking forward to it already. Thank you.
By the way, you did invite the minister as well, didn't you?
Oh, we certainly did. We definitely want our new minister for science, James Lawless, to come along.
Okay, hopefully that'll happen.
Witness the wonders of the universe himself.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of this evening's programme.